talking about the issues that matter to Montana. Statewide, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Hey, I want to say happy Thanksgiving to all of our great listeners out there all across Montana. We've got the phone lines open. Yes, we are live with you here in studio on this Wednesday, this day before Thanksgiving. Hope all of you have a great Thanksgiving. Phone lines are open this hour as well. If you got something you want to talk about or you just want to jump in on the conversation, 406-294-0970, or you can message us on our Montana Talks app. Yeah, heard from Mike and Big Timber earlier this morning, and just had a great chat with Mike and Big Timber. And we were just talking about just how absurd it is that they kicked all these military service members to the curb because of the COVID-19 vaccine. And now they're saying, baby, come back. They're begging these former service members that they treated like trash, that they kicked to the curb. They're begging them to come back to the military now. They're now saying, hey, come back. We'll clean up your records. We'll get all those negative comments removed. So Joe Biden has us on the brink of World War III, and now they're begging soldiers to come back. We told you earlier this week, in fact, we got a reaction from retired Major General Paul Vallely out of Big Fork, who spent over 30 years in the military, retired. His last post was Deputy Commander of U.S. Army Pacific. He spent several years in special operations and also lost his son training in service to this country as well. And so we never want to forget his family's sacrifice on that front. But Mike in Big Timber, he said, man, I really like what that general had to say. That general really said what needed to be said. And the line that really stood out to Mike in Big Timber from our conversation with Major General Vallely on Monday was this line in particular. I wanted to go pull it up so I could, instead of just paraphrase the general, we could hear from the general in his own words. This is the line that Mike and Big Timber really appreciated.
Well, we have a bunch of these generals and admirals have gone so woke, we need to replace all of them. It's just horrible. They can't win a war. I don't have any confidence in them, that's for sure.
Yeah, and then I asked him, so he basically said, we've got a bunch of generals and admirals, they've gotten so woke, we need to replace all of them. It's horrible. Is there any competence among any of them? Was the question that he raised. And then I asked him, I said, are we going to be able to convince any of these troops to come back after they were kicked to the curb because of the COVID vaccine?
I don't think so. Their parents don't even want their young men and women going into the military. The ones that were separated because of COVID, they're not going to go back in. They know what it's like in the military now. It's just the morale's down, readiness is down. It's not a good situation for America, that's for sure. And we've written a lot about that, by the way.
All right, yeah. And, of course, Major General Paul Vallely is the chairman of the Stand Up America U.S. Foundation. He just sent out an update yesterday that I've got in front of me right now. Apparently, several of these former troops are suing the U.S. government for lost pay and benefits. And the Air Force is now begging airmen to come back as well. Both of those stories coming up right after this.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Phone lines are open, 406-294-0970. Yeah, here's the headline from the dailycaller.com. Air Force begs troops booted over COVID-19 vax to come back. So the virus is spreading. more service branches are now begging their troops to come back after they kicked them to the curb over the COVID-19 shot, which all started because of Joe Biden, by the way, and Joe Biden's election. And John Tester was there every step of the way, not doing a dang thing to help out these military service members. But yet, look at all these phony TV ads where he pretends to be so pro-military, so pro-veteran. The guy is a phony. I want you to think about that. Every time you see some John Tester campaign commercial where he's pretending to be pro-veteran, oh, yeah, what did you do for these thousands of troops that got kicked to the curb over the experimental COVID shot? You didn't do a dang thing. You didn't do a dang thing. And so just remember that phoniness every time you see his campaign commercials. That's what I really hope is about to happen with John Tester. Man, I was out for dinner with some friends last night, and I wasn't watching the TVs that were playing on the bar, you know, further away from the dining room, but I could see the reflection in the glass on the windows. And man, as somebody who doesn't, you know, normally just watch TV, I've missed all of these campaign commercials. But I feel for those of you who do watch a lot of TV now, because I was like, holy cow, every single commercial break there are political campaign commercials. And there's old phony John Tester pretending to be pro-veteran, yet he won't come and sit in this studio across the table from this veteran. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get it if he disagrees with me, if he disagrees with me on the issues, but if he wasn't afraid to come on a show like this and take phone calls, why wouldn't he be in this studio? If he was so pro-veteran, why wouldn't he have the guts to come in here and sit across the table from a veteran on a radio talk show? He'll go sit across the table from, you know, the left-wing Capitol reporters any day of the week, but won't come and have the decency to take phone calls from you. Anyway, we don't need to spend too much time talking about him, but here's really what's going on. This is how dire of a situation we're in, going back to our conversation with Major General Paul Vallely. In fact, I had to listen to the audio one more time. What did Judge Jeanine, she was filling in for Hannity last night, she interviewed Texas Congressman Ronnie Jackson, who was speaking out against the way the military treated our troops over the COVID-19 shot. And, you know, Ronnie Jackson, what was he, a Navy admiral? He was the White House doctor. He was a fellow Iraq War veteran. He's the guy that John Tester lied about on national TV, if you might recall. Now he's a Texas congressman. But listen to the introductory question from Judge Jeanine to Ronnie Jackson.
We have the smallest active duty army since 1940. Why do you think that is, Ronnie Jackson?
The smallest active duty army since 1940, and it's only getting worse. And look, no matter how much they beg these troops to come back because of the COVID shot, as General Vallely pointed out on Monday, it's about much more than the COVID shot. It's about the woke political agenda that they're forcing. It's about the failed, disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan and the message that sent to America's enemies, and the message it also sent to American patriots who've been standing up for our freedoms. It's about so much more than that. It's about this woke agenda. And General Vallely talked about the woke leadership right now that the Biden administration is putting in place. And you know, I made the point yesterday that, okay, we're going broke, yet they're still going woke. They're still using our taxpayer dollars to go woke. You had a Daily Wire piece a couple of days ago reporting on how the Biden Pentagon is slated to spend nearly $270 million on their diversity agenda. $270 million they're going to spend to push diversity, equity, and inclusion. And if you doubted General Vallely's words about how woke the leadership is right now, what about this story out of North Dakota? I believe, is this out of Minot? Yeah, it's out of Minot Air Force Base, North Dakota. Air Force Base warns service members to avoid a Patriot rally with a speaker from a pro-Trump group. According to a text from their leadership, from their Air Force leadership, the text tells service members in Minot, North Dakota, that participation in a rally like this could jeopardize their military career. Can you imagine if some general or some military leader somewhere told people, hey, you better not go to that LGBT pride rally out on the town? But General, they're not in uniform. They have a right to take part in these events as long as they're not wearing the uniform and pretending to speak on behalf of the military. Do you imagine the outrage if they told somebody they couldn't go to some left-wing rally or some left-wing event? even if they were out of, but now they're telling them, oh, you better not go to this Patriot rally. You patriots, patriotically serving your country, better not go to a Patriot rally. Yeah, from FoxNews.com, the leadership at an Air Force base in North Dakota sent a text message to service members to warn them of the dangers of being near a downtown rally that featured a speaker from a pro-Trump organization. Leaders, please exercise caution if downtown this weekend, reads the text message that was sent to Minot Air Force Base personnel, adding that anyone who is thinking about going downtown should be careful and reach out for any concerns. Anyway, I'll tell you more about this story coming up here right after the break. Plus, we've got new polling in the U.S. Senate race here in Montana that I've got to get to as well. So, more on this story out of Minot, North Dakota, right after this.
Securing America.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin made a surprise visit to Ukraine Monday to visit with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. The secretary also detailing the latest round of aid for Ukraine.
I announced today another $100 million drawdown using presidential drawdown authority that will provide additional artillery munitions, additional interceptors for air defense.
However, at the White House, an urge for Congress to greenlight further aid. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
Again, we want to urge Congress to pass the supplemental request that we put in front of them to allow us to keep supporting Ukraine in an unimpeded, uninterrupted way. The runway continues to get shorter with each and every passing assistance package that we provide them.
The war in Ukraine will reach the two-year mark in February. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, yeah, so this headline, FoxNews.com, Air Force Base warns service members to avoid Patriot rally with speaker from pro-Trump group. You know what the pro-Trump group is? It's Turning Point USA. This is a very mainstream organization. It's not like the Boogaloo Boys, whoever the heck those guys were, or what's the other outfit that they're always talking about? These groups that nobody even knows anything about. No, this is a mainstream conservative organization, the Turning Point USA. But yeah, the text message to members at Minot Air Force Base warned that participation with groups such as Turning Point Action could jeopardize their continued service in the U.S. military. But hey, if you want to chop off your body parts and dress up in women's clothes, hey, come on, we'll give you a promotion here. And why do we have the smallest active duty army since 1940 again? Is it just because of the COVID shot? Let's see, Charlie Kirk from Turning Point USA, yeah, he also flagged this story via Twitter as well. He says the DOD has declared war on conservatives. Congress should immediately investigate this absurd, unhinged threat. So they are calling for investigations as to what is going on at Minot Air Force Base. Tim in Savage right there, yeah, not too far from Minot. You know, just on the other side of the North Dakota border there in Mondakistan in Savage, Montana. Tim says this. So what this is saying is that exercising your freedom of assembly and freedom of speech can put your ability to serve the entity tasked with protecting those freedoms at risk. Very good question there from Tim in Savage. Also got an email from Dave, I think it's Dave in the Shields Valley, if I'm not mistaken. Dave sent us this email. Dave says this. I'm glad I checked my email because usually we're good about checking the app messages, but sometimes my email will get a little stacked up here. But Dave says this. Regardless of whether the illegally discharged military personnel come back or not, the Joe Bite Me administration needs to clean up their records. The Joe Bite Me administration needs to be given a dishonorable discharge. That's from Dave, I think, in the Shields Valley. Dave, thanks for that message. And by the way, back to The news from General Paul Vallely, the chairman of Stand Up America U.S. I just had this story in front of me. I know we're covering a lot of ground here. Anyway, the bottom line is this, is he says that several of these troops that were kicked to the curb because of this emergency experimental COVID shot, that they are now filing a lawsuit against the federal government. So he's got to check out the Stand Up America U.S. Website for more information on that front. All right, let's go to Bill in Billings. First up on the phone lines here this hour. Bill, good to hear from you. What's going on?
Good morning.
Morning.
I just want to talk a little bit about the war with Palestine. People need to understand that that's a theocratic war. The idea is to totally destroy the small devil, which is considered to be the Jews, and then next will come the Christians. Then after them will come those who don't have any religion. They're a bloody bunch, and they're going to. It's religious. It has nothing to do with Palestine or anything else. You can just figure that if they get power and if they get rid of the Jews, then they're going to come after the Christians. That's all I got to say.
No, you're exactly right. Yeah, with your first line there, Bill, I was almost going to disagree with you because I was going to say, hey, this isn't a war with Palestine. First off, what is Palestine? This is a war with Hamas. This is a war with Islamic Jihad Organization, the IJO. This is a war with terrorists. But yeah, you and I are on the exact same page here. No, you're exactly right. And was it in the, I believe if you go back and look at the founding documents of Hamas or at their documents, where they basically say, this is who we are. This is what we believe. You know, it's like if you went to their website and clicked the About Us button and, oh, well, read our founding documents here. And here's who's on the board of directors. Their founding documents say everything that you just said. That, yes, they want to annihilate the Jews, and, yes, they want to get rid of the Christians as well. But yet, look at how many people are buying into the wear-the-ribbon propaganda coming from the left, and they think that the next ribbon to wear is the Hamas ribbon.
Yep, it's sad. People don't study history enough. We don't teach it in our schools, and people are just pretty much the same generation after generation. And when you get religion to start to rule things, why, things just kind of go kawacky.
Yeah. And even when we are teaching it in our schools, like I think of some of my kids' teachers. I mean, I've got a fellow Iraq War veteran that's teaching. Has been a teacher to three of my kids now, and what a great guy he is. And I think of at West High School, they have a class specifically focused on the Holocaust. Our friend Rocky Erickson has gone to Auschwitz with the late Holocaust survivor Eva Kaur, who many of us here in Montana got to meet. But think about it. No matter how much people are teaching their kids, and even the schools that are teaching kids the right history, when you have TikTok and these social media applications that are more influential than your kid's teacher, where are we as a country? And we know exactly where we are as a country right now. In fact, there's a Daily Wire piece that just came out. We know that the Chinese TikTok has been pushing the pro-Hamas propaganda, right, the anti-American propaganda. But there's a new Harvard poll that just came out. 59% of this is of Gen Zers. 59% readily admit that Hamas is a terrorist group of brutal killers who indiscriminately shot, killed, and beheaded men, women, and children. Yet 51% of Gen Zers say that the brutal killing of innocent Israelis was justified because of Palestinian grievances. They think that terrorism against innocent men, women, and children is justified because of whatever alleged grievances the other side might manufacture.
Well, the truth of it is they're still fighting the Crusades. It's still the governing factor in their reasoning, and we need to recognize that, because if they do destroy the Jewish state, the next one they're coming after will be the Christians, probably Rome. And,
well, they've already been going after the Christians. Look at Lebanon. Lebanon used to be a peaceful Christian country, and now it's Lebanese Hezbollah firing rockets and building terror tunnels under the Israeli border. Bill, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. Let's see. Monty in Roundup says this. If John Tester represented the people of Montana like he talks on his ads, he would be a fine senator. But we all know that he will vote with his twisted liberal party just like a well-trained dog. That was from Monty in Roundup. Let's go to Tim in Billings. Tim, thanks for the call.
Morning, Aaron. I initially called on something else, but something you just said really piqued my interest. You know, you were talking about the Gen Z that watch TikTok and all that other garbage, how they freely admit that Hamas is a terrorist organization and all that, but because of their grievances. Huh, kind of seems to me like it's the same kind of garbage we heard about the George Floyd riots, right? Oh, yeah, this is wrong. But they are so mad and they're so angry. Those small business owners, they deserve to get their businesses burned. They deserve all this stuff. Those police, they deserve to get, things thrown at them and everything else because these people are so angry.
No, you're exactly right.
Unbelievable.
That's what these young leftists
matter more than facts.
No, you're exactly right. And that's the broader trend here is it's not just in polling about Hamas and Israel. It's that these young leftists, they truly believe that the ends justify the means, and they truly believe that whatever grievance they might have justifies their behavior. So that's why, I mean, take like these transgender mass shooters. They believe that they have a grievance against Christians or against everyday people who may not adopt this radical transgender theory idea. And so because they have a grievance, because they think that you are committing genocide by simply disagreeing with them, they think that they are justified in committing their own terrorist actions. So no, you're exactly right that this applies across the board.
Absolutely. And about the military, that's what I was initially calling about, the military. You know, John Tester's got the guy on there about the Agent Orange. Well, who's been sitting on the VA committee for 12 freaking years? John Tester. Of course he should be one working on it, but he didn't do anything about it until it comes election season, and now he can start talking about it. The January 6th stuff, did you happen to see some of those videos where those Capitol Police were indiscriminately throwing concussion grenades and smoke and tear gas grenades and firing pepper ball into the crowd just indiscriminately of those people who were standing out front? They weren't rushing the building. They were just standing there waving flags, and they would fire. There was a guy who got shot through the cheek with one of those pepper balls from a – it was a paintball gun, but it shoots pepper spray balls. Shot through the cheek. Those guys, what a bunch of jackbooted whatever thugs, you know, what a bunch of tyrants. And that's the way our administration feels about anybody that differs in opinion, especially veterans who have a conservative view, and most military people, by and large, are more conservative than liberal. So this administration hates the military. They hate the military because, by and large, they're more conservative than liberal.
Well, look, the Democrat Party, since you and I were kids in the 1980s, Tim, we've seen the Democrat Party talk about cutting the Defense Department budget, right?
Yep.
And defending,
yep.
Belittling or downplaying or defending the Soviet communists. And now they're the same ones that are, you know, they're cutting the Defense Department by other ways, by other means, by other tactics. And at the same time, they're also the ones who are downplaying or outright standing alongside the communist Chinese, just like they did the same for the Soviet communists in the 1980s. Same Democrat Party today, just a little more emboldened, a little more empowered, but even crazier today, right? All right, Tim, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you.
State of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooth to the banks of the Clark Fork River. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, well, don't worry. We got to lighten things up a little bit here. We got Thanksgiving already tomorrow. Thanksgiving weekend, kind of kicking off the holiday season here in Montana. Plus, it's hey, it's getting to be close to the end of hunting season as well. So let's lighten things up a little bit here this morning on Montana Talks. We got Montana Governor Greg Gianforte now on the phone lines with us. Governor, happy Thanksgiving to you. Thanks for calling in this morning.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving to you and all your listeners, Aaron.
Yeah, well, I know we kind of wanted to lighten things up a little bit here this morning, you know, with Thanksgiving taking place tomorrow. I didn't realize the deadline is already coming up on Monday, but this is for the youth hunting contest. And, man, you had a ton of fun with this last year. I think it even surprised you how popular this youth hunting story contest went last year.
That was the toughest part of my job this last year, was picking the 10 winners, because we had over 400 applicants last year. These are young people aged 10 to 17. They went out in the field and they harvested something. Sometimes it was a duck, sometimes it was a coyote, a doe, a buck. And we, this year, the basket of prizes is even bigger. So if you have a grandson, granddaughter, son, daughter in that age range, 10 to 17, they can go to youthhunting.mt.gov. And here's what you do. There's no cost. You submit a picture of their harvest. Again, doesn't have to be a big trophy. We give more points when you're talking about how this was a family experience, or you used a legacy rifle or shotgun. And then you put in a little essay, just a couple of paragraphs, and we're going to pick 10 winners. We have gifts, prizes from Sitka, Kenetrick Boots, Stone Glacier, Vista Outdoors, J2 Taxidermy, Rocky Mountain Elk, and the Montana Outfitter and Guides even threw in a fully guided deer hunt for one of these winners.
Wow.
So we got a basket of prizes. They're going to be completely tricked out. We look forward to picking the winners, but you got to get it in by the end of the day Monday.
That's incredible. I mean, yeah, you mentioned like Kenetrick Boots in Bozeman, of course. You know, where you live, I mean, Kenetrick Boots, those things are durable. Those things are hardcore. I mean, just winning a, you know, something from them alone is a big deal. And then Sitka, everybody knows the great outdoor gear Sitka. And then Stone Glacier, you and I were at the SHOT Show last year. I've run into you at the SHOT Show now at least 2 years in a row. Stone Glacier had a mm-hmm. big setup there. They've got packs. You could have these massive, almost military-style backpacks to go out in the outback with. And the pack itself, you wouldn't even know you had anything on your back. It is so light and apparently so strong. So that's some incredible gift opportunities there for the winners of this youth hunting story contest.
So when we pick the winners, we invite them and their families to come to the state capitol in Helena. We have a wild game feed, and we trick them out. We give them backpacks. We give them Sitka outerwear, the boots, taxidermy services, maybe a hunt. They leave there with their arms full. Plus, we produce these big posters with their picture on them, attesting that they're a governor's youth hunting contest winner and suitable to hang up in their bedroom back home.
That's awesome. What were some of the stories that stood out to you from last year?
Well, there was one, a young man out in Colstrip. He took his first deer, and he went out with his dad. The whole family went with an RV. They were camping. Mom was cooking back in camp. Dad and the son went out. And he, I'll tell you, Aaron, just frankly, he got buck fever. The first evening, a big buck walked out, and he whiffed. He shot right over its back. No damage to the deer. But then he got back out the next morning, same location, got himself together, and he completed his first harvest. So it was just a neat story about family being together and him getting his first deer.
You know, everybody's always wondering now, anybody who's got kids these days are wondering, how we get these kids off of these, you know, devices, their smartphones, or off of these games. And it's like, you know what, the hunting trips, I went on a hunt recently, a couple of years ago when I took one of my kids on his first hunt, and he got a doe and was so excited, and then the next year he got another doe, and now he's like, Dad, I need to get a buck. We need to go find a buck.
Yeah.
But you know, I tell you, the hunt itself was fun, and it was incredible, and it's a great time together. But even just the hour-long drive back from the hunt was just, that was probably the best time of the hunt, the best part of the hunting trip from my perspective as a dad.
Yeah, we want to do this primarily to encourage young people to go try hunting. And because if we're going to pass down this heritage, we need to get the next generation involved. That's why we started this. We've had so much support from industry, and it's been fun just reading the stories. Hey, Aaron, I have a question for you.
Uh-oh.
Do you know what the turkey saw when he looked at the weather forecast for Thursday?
Stay home.
It said average daily high temperature, 350 degrees. And he's thinking, that can't be right.
350, that's a great one. That's a great one. If I remember right, you kind of have a Thanksgiving joke that you share every year. I should start compiling these. I think you gave one to us last year that was a pretty good one as well.
Well, they're mostly dad jokes, that's the way it works.
Dad jokes are the best jokes. My kids might disagree, but they know it deep down. Dad jokes are the best jokes. I got to share this one. This is quick. This is only about 20 seconds here. Is this the audio? Is this the full poem? Is just this? I'll have to ask our guest producer, Josh, this morning. Nancy in Roundup had a Thanksgiving poem that she wanted to share with us all here. Let's see.
I sure do. A Thanksgiving poem. May your stuffing be tasty, may your turkey plump, may your potatoes and gravy have nary a lump, may your yams be delicious and your pies take the prize, and may your Thanksgiving dinner stay off your size.
There you go, Governor. What do you think of that? May your Thanksgiving...
She's kind of fixated on the food, but that's a big part of Thanksgiving, but I think for me the best part is being together with family and just counting our blessings. And I will tell you, with everything going on in the world, we have a lot to be thankful to be Americans and to be Montanans.
That's right. We really are. I always try to remind myself of that when we talk about all the crazy stuff going on in the world and elsewhere around the country. In fact, I ran into a couple of young Montana legislators. I was at the grocery store shopping. They were at the grocery store shopping, and we had that very same conversation. We were kind of talking about how, everybody and their mother's running for Congress right now, and we're like, man, back here in Montana, you get to live in Montana, and the work you guys, okay, is it important that we send people back to Washington to represent us? Yes. But at the end of the day, what is really going to be accomplished? There's some stuff that's going to get done. I'm not going to take that away from our representatives. But what our lawmakers in Helena are doing, what you have been doing as governor, it really reminds me of this book by Erwin Lutzer, if I remember right, Strengthen What Remains, where he quotes Revelation 9:3, Strengthen What Remains. Look, we know that our country is deeply divided and there's so much craziness going on right now, but we get to live in Montana. Our lawmakers back here are actually moving forward, getting stuff done. And so we're strengthening what remains. And at the end of the day, we get to live in Montana and go hunting this weekend or boating or camping in the summer too.
Yeah, and we had another victory this week. The jobs report came out, and we've now had 24 consecutive straight months of unemployment below 3%. Prior to me coming into office, there were only 2 months in the prior 50 years where unemployment was below 3%. What that means is there's more jobs out there. We have 40,000 more people working than when I started in office here in Montana alone. And that's one more thing to be thankful for. We have a strong job market and a strong economy because we let people keep the fruits of their labor, and we've been peeling the red tape back.
That's right. Well, and I was talking with Mike and Big Tim earlier this morning. We were talking about, what's being done to our military right now and the recruitment numbers falling short. Judge Jeanine last night mentioned how we are, we got the smallest active duty army since 1940. But I thought Tim Sheehy, the Navy SEAL veteran who's running for the Senate out of Bozeman, said it really well. I was at one of his meet and greets, and he said, look, everybody has this idea that before World War II, we had the best military leaders you could ever find, and we had the strongest military out there. He said, actually, we went into that war without the best equipment, without the best leadership, but the nation rose to the occasion. The nation's young men and women across the country went to work. We rose to the occasion, and I think our country will rise to the occasion again.
Yeah, and I think the best strategy is to represent Montana values around the world. We should have a strong posture. That's the best way to avoid war. But you punch Uncle Sam in the eye, it's not going to end up good for you.
That's right. It shouldn't. That's for sure. All right. Well, Governor, stand by if you can. We've got just a few minutes left this hour of the program here. So we'll be back right after this break. A few more minutes here with Governor Greg Gianforte ahead of Thanksgiving.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Why aren't they saying Bidenomics anymore? Why are Democratic donors scared to death every time he does say Bidenomics? Because everybody knows the economy is a disaster. Everybody sees the high price of gasoline. Everybody sees Biden inflation. Everybody's living it. Everybody sees the highest amount of credit card debt that we've had in generations. Everybody sees the highest interest rates we've had in decades. Everyone sees the record debt that we've had. Everyone sees that we have now passed the $1 trillion interest on the debt payment every single year that we've got to pay out before the government can spend a single dime. And everybody knows that two-thirds of the country, at best, are living paycheck to paycheck. So why call it Bidenomics?
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, Black Friday savings start right now at Blinds.com with up to 50% off everything. That includes big doorbusters. Blinds.com has everything you will need to upgrade your entire home. Plus, with professional design consultants, installation services, and a 100% satisfaction guarantee, Blinds.com makes it easy. Shop now, Blinds.com, their Black Friday sale, and save up to 50% off everything and big doorbusters. That's up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
December 6th, the final GOP debate of the year is on News Nation, America's fastest growing cable news network. Sirius XM's Megyn Kelly, News Nation's Elizabeth Vargas, and the Washington Free Beacon's Eliana Johnson moderate a live primetime event from the University of Alabama as the candidates make their case to America on the only network for all America. The News Nation Republican primary debate, live December 6th, 8 Eastern. To find News Nation on your TV, go to joinnn.com.
Opt out and forth by Dr. Marty Spence.
Broadcasting from the Grizzly Gold and Silver Studios, trusted by the Northwest, Montana owned. Online at grizzlygoldandsilver.com.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, jumping back into it here with Montana Governor Greg Gianforte. Just a quick few minutes left here, and then we got a great program coming up for you in the 9 o'clock hour as well, ahead of Thanksgiving. Kind of lightening things up once again, but Governor, I think of this country song, Family Traditions. What are your kind of Thanksgiving family traditions? Is there something you always cook? Is there something you always do?
You know, I have a special cranberry sauce recipe that I make every year, but it's got a little extra in it. It's got ginger and raisins and apples, and boy, if that's a favorite on the table. I usually put a little extra time into the stuffing as well, and many people know this, but I tend to do the cooking around the house. My wife just works her tail off on so many things, but the kitchen's my turf, so that's one tradition. The other thing, during these holiday seasons, you know, it's so much about being thankful for the blessings in our lives. That's why on Monday, we're going to kick off our 12 days of giving. This is in anticipation of Christmas coming up. And it's a chance for us to highlight 12 specific nonprofits that are across Montana that are making life better for folks. So I'm looking, I enjoy doing that every year. It's part of the way I give my salary away as governor back to these nonprofits. And we'll be picking 12 of them. They're kind of scattered across the state. And there's so many, it's very difficult to pick ones. And I would just encourage people, if they have a little extra, consider what they might want to do to support others in their community. This is a good time of year to do that.
Yeah, well, and I know, too, you and your family deserves a big pat on the back. You know, you started this business from the ground up in Bozeman, became very successful. but you give back to so many different Montana organizations and through your Gianforte Family Foundation, so many incredible organizations that receive funding thanks to your family's foundation, and doesn't always get recognition for that. In fact, one of them, an organization called Love and Sunshine, which is a, you know, they're going to be basically providing homes for teenage mothers, for single teenage mothers, new mothers. And so that's just stuff like that that just people aren't aware of. And we're going to feature that as part of our holiday programming tomorrow on the show, a conversation that we had with Heather Petty from Love and Sunshine. So that'll be part of our Thanksgiving programming tomorrow. Cat Grizz game, you had your grandbabies in town, so you weren't at the Cat Grizz game this past weekend. But what do you think, Governor? Are we going to see another Cat Grizz game in the semifinals, potentially December 18th?
Nothing would please me more. I know the Cats want a rematch, given how the game went last weekend. In that game, I always root for the state of Montana. But nothing would please me more or put Montana on the map sports-wise for them to, you know, come up against each other again in the semifinals.
I was going to say, is your chief of staff, is she holding up the Winifred Montana native? Because I remember her and I, we were working for Conrad Burns back in the day, and she had her Cat shirt on, I had my Grizz shirt on. She got a little grumpy back then, so I hope she's feeling okay right now.
Oh, Chris never gets grumpy. It's that good upbringing in Winifred. They just, the sunshine's always out up there.
Well, heck, in Winifred, they've got a football, they've got athletic facilities that could rival the Bobcats and the Grizzlies, thanks to the generous alumni there at a Winifred, Montana.
Yeah, Norm S. Bjornson, he's done a great job. He was out on the field one time. You know, it's red AstroTurf in the football stadium, and somebody said, "Norm, this is such a bright color, you can see it from space." And he said, "That was my intention."
That's great. All right. Well, Governor Greg Gianforte, happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. Thanks again for joining us this morning here on the show.
My pleasure, Aaron.
And again, I want to let people know that Governor's Youth Hunting Contest deadline is Monday. So tell your kids to get your stories in. And you're not allowed to steal the Sitka gear from them if they win either, by the way. That's for the kids.